Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swinger. How was your weekend? Yep, I'm still thinking about it, too, on this Monday, but hey, we gotta work. Let's make the best of it, shall we? Okay. It is the 4th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, we'll be getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off with news happening in the U.S. of A. Are you a Time Warner cable customer? You may not be too happy today. Has nothing to do with your cable service. Has to do with all your records they have on file there, and now somebody else probably has them too. Apparently, Matt Keeper, who's the developer of ChromeTech, they've discovered that BroadSoft was storing about 4 million Time Warner cable customers' records on Amazon Cloud servers. Yeah, I know you're thinking that's fine and dandy, but those things were on the servers, they weren't password protected at all. And if you're thinking, well, maybe it's just a few. No, it's customer records all the way back to November of 2010. Oh, man. So, what did it contain? Well, it contained email addresses, contained usernames, financial transactions, billing addresses, and possibly payment information, although they are saying there's no indication of credit card details data. Now, BroadSoft is telling people, don't panic. They say they got it locked down in Amazon's data center there, and there hasn't been any evidence that intruders have actually access the information. Mind you, though, this is coming from the people that forgot to password protect it. Yeah, I don't have a lot of trust there either. Well, we're getting closer and closer to September 12th. As we all know now, that's going to be the day they unveil the next iPhone that we're going to have to save an extra bit of money for if we really want it. And of course, with that coming out now, we've got more details about how the thing's going to work, particularly Siri. As we all know, we don't think we're going to be seeing a button on the new iPhone 8 or whatever it's going to be called. So how are you going to wake her up? Well, apparently what we're hearing now with the sleep wake button. Okay. Apparently this has been uncovered from a developer called Rambo. Yeah, that's the real name. And I'm sure he has no relation to Sylvester Stallone. Anyways, apparently he gave details about the iPhone 8 and other Apple stuff that's coming out, including the 4K Apple TV. Well, they found a gesture actually to invoke Siri by holding the lock button. Though the mind has to wonder, how is this working? Obviously, I press the button to wake up my phone or put it back to sleep. I press it long to shut the thing off. How do I activate Siri with it? I go tap, 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 tap. Alexa, yes, becoming our assistant of choice. Sorry, Siri. You can do so much now with your Echoes and Amazon devices. You can even listen to the news show on it now. Yeah, a little plug for us there. That can be part of your news flash, the news show. Anyways, also, if you're into music news, you can also put that now on Alexa and have it part of your news flash. Yep, that's right. The voice assistant now can tell you what's going on with your favorite musician or band out there. That's because Amazon has launched Today in Music. That'll give you the latest music news, releases, events, and so much more. If you want to add it to your flash news briefings every morning, hopefully right next to the news show, all you gotta do is switch it on through the Alexa app or go to the page Amazon has published for it. Enable the Today in Music, and there you go, after you listen to the news show. Yeah. Outlook.com beta, of course, has only been available to, well, people that have joined up with the beta, but no more. Apparently, beta is ready for prime time. That's right, now everyone can try out Outlook.com, and you don't need anything special to get it going. All you got to do now is look up into the corner where it says try beta. Yeah, you see that little switch there? Switch it on, and woohoo, you are now in Outlook beta. And of course, you're going to get all those little extra special features, including support for emojis and GIFs. There's also a new modern conversation style. Oh, yeah. And of course, there's improvements under the hood to give you a little bit more speed and flexibility. If you're scared about trying it, you shouldn't be, especially if you're a Gmail user. Hell, that's been in beta for years. And finally, oh, we're back to KFC chicken. Why? Because it's finger licking good, and it sounds good right now on a Monday. Ever been walking past the KFC and go, just ain't quite got enough money to go in there and get a piece of chicken today? Well, if you're in China, you may not have to worry about how much moolah you've got in your pocket. That's because KFC stores in China now, they have a new way for you to pay your meal. All you gotta do is smile. That's right, smile to pay. It's a facial recognition system, and it's supposed to be luring in that younger generation of consumers. Apparently the generation that doesn't want to really actually pay.
Smile, give me my food.
Now technically, you are going to be paying for this. The facial recognition software will obviously be tied somewhere to your bank or credit card or something like that. And by analyzing you and seeing that you're smiling and you're ready for KFC, it'll charge your card or your bank. So all of you younger generation out there listening to us in China, are you now disappointed that you actually got to pay for it? Well, welcome to the real world. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, the blog, review section, so much over there. Get it out over there and check it out for yourself. You can find our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a like there. Follow us on Instagram now, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And you hear me talking about it every single episode of the BTN News Show. Of course, it's our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. You have no idea what you're missing out on. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show shall be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.